You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
By the way, guys, I'm going to be giving away some tickets shortly.
What?
Yeah. You know to what?
No.
Take a guess.
WWE?
No.
Oh, the 20th anniversary party.
That's exactly right, Don. Thank you very much.
Yay!
I'm talking about the 20th anniversary show.
You know what would be a great giveaway for the show? If you gave away two invites to your wedding.
No.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Why?
Because he doesn't want them there.
Well, how about this? If you give away two invites to the wedding, mm-hmm. ESPN picks up the cost of the wedding.
You think they do that?
No. It's a weird hypothetical.
It's a would you game.
All right, here we go. Let me start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Darrell Revis. Bunch of jack wagons. Darrell Revis.
That's tough. Good evening to Don.
Read it!
And to Don.
They could be turning tricks in your car.
Oh, my God. To Michael and Don.
You have that same stinky salad every day you eat.
It's not a stinky salad. It's a rice bowl. He's always got problems with my food, right, Peter? Always complaining about my orange peel, my orange wedges, salads.
Why don't we put together a list, both of us? It'll be one day next week where we list the five things that annoy each other the most about the other person.
Okay.
I also would like to say good evening to myself. And to myself. And to me.
Eazy-E was on Reading Rainbow.
What was Natalie doing while you were cackling like that?
She wasn't there.
What was she that late at night?
She was babysitting.
Babysitting who?
Her niece and nephew.
Names?
Jake and Riley.
Okay.
Oh, those are nice names.
And good evening to me.
Deborah Winger, that does nothing for me.
That's not a drop you ever expected.
No.
You know who it is?
Deborah Winger? Yeah, I just remember her by name really more than anything.
Deborah Winger is a beautiful girl, woman, and a great actress.
Oh, that beautiful girl is probably
70.
70.
Yeah. You can still be beautiful at 70.
I'm not saying you can't.
Sharon Stone is gorgeous.
I understand that, but I'm just saying in terms of my appreciation for her, well, she was in movies when I was a kid, but like I just wasn't completely checked out.
And I had no interest then or now to see Urban Cowboy.
I'd like to say good evening to Christopher Mad Dog Russo as well.
Saquon Barkley.
We got to ask him what happened there.
Now, did you add here, Anthony, the updated DiPietro and Rothenberg audio?
Sure did.
It's the second one, the shorter clip?
That's right.
Uh-oh. You guys want to go back in? Hear what they...
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Supposedly, I was under attack on DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I don't think it's necessarily a poor decision. I'm just thinking that, like...
What are you doing?
You just said she could have done better.
Well, yeah, I say that. But I don't think it's a poor decision. I think he's a nice guy. He's obviously he has two big-time jobs, maybe three big-time jobs. He has money.
This is getting worse.
This is becoming...
Oh, my God.
This is an awful conversation. I feel like we should move on.
She's Jewish. That's a match.
Maybe
it's some of this. Maybe this is the magic.
Would you stop?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Oh, no.
Wow. He wouldn't give you that. He wouldn't even give you that.
Is that nice? Are those two good friends and teammates?
No, those are not people that you would even want to associate
with. Well, Rick is a great man.
That's not true. I mean,
what do you mean Rick's not a great man?
He's not a great friend.
He's a great friend too.
You don't even know.
I would trust him with anybody.
That's not true.
Trust him with Jody. Trust him with Callie and Charlie.
So with
lies.
What would you say if he said those things about you?
He wouldn't. He's a delightful friend. I'm not saying he's friends with Peter.
So what did I ever do?
He didn't like you.
Because why?
A lot of reasons.
I don't know. Name one.
You have to ask
I know
him.
What, you know why,
I
Don?
Can't speak
you know why,
him.
Don? Because I'm...
So you're not even willing to say bad guys on the table. I like Rick a lot, and he's always treated me very well, but you can't eliminate bad guy.
I'm eliminated.
Oh, no, it's on the table.
No, it's not. It's not even under it.
It's on, under, near, around. It's there.
So any of the stuff he just said about you, is that on the table?
I don't even understand what they said. They were just cackling and laughing at me, saying that Natalie could have done better.
Look, do you think
is that a stretch?
Also, you agree with him.
I'm just asking. Jody could have done better.
Well, right. I mean, in that sense, no, it's not. I mean, could Sherry have done better?
Oh, without
question. She married an absolute
psycho. Could she have done saner?
Yes. She could have done better.
Correct.
But Cassie, as beautiful as she is, she couldn't do better than Rick. No one could do better than Rick.
That's just weird. You don't even see how weird that is?
I'm spitting truth. It's weird.
I mean, he's very handsome.
Very handsome.
Very well off.
Yep.
But he's also...
Very well built.
Very well built. He's a little childish.
But none of that is reasons why you'd be friends with somebody.
What are you, Sir John Gielgud?
Wait a minute. You're so why are you friends with Rick DiPietro? Well, he's very good looking. He's very athletic, and he's rich. Well, those aren't reasons to be friends with somebody.
I didn't list those as reasons
to be friends. Don, Michael has other good reasons. Like, he loves his kids. That's why he wants to be friends with them.
That's a thing I could not put on Don's list that bothers me about him. Don loves his children.
But
that's a great thing about Don.
It's not a reason to be friends with someone, though.
No, I think it is.
It's not.
If you're torn between whether or not you should be friends, if they're really good to their children, you know they're a really good person. But
listen, the fact of the matter is you expect your friends are going to be good with love their children.
Right. No. A lot of people don't love their children like Don does.
Fine, maybe so. But if Don yesterday forgot and left Marco and Jalen in the mall parking lot, I wouldn't think of him as less of a friend to me. I would think
of him somebody I would not want to be involved with or associated with. Like if he left his kids in a hot car.
Well, I didn't say that. I said in the mall parking lot.
Oh, that's better. Just roaming around the mall parking lot.
Well, at least the temperature is not as bad. Let's go back to last night, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
After the shocking Commanders 11-point victory over the Philadelphia Eagles. You know that up until yesterday, guys, the Eagles were undefeated?
Oh, sure. The only one in the league to be undefeated.
That's right. Are they still undefeated?
No.
Let's hear Ron Rivera, who just lost his mother, attempting to give a post-game speech and needing to get help from Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin.
You coach, my mom.
My mother would have been prepped.
Yes, sir.
You can see how much that means to him. It means a lot to everybody in this locker room, bro. We set the tone. We took it to them. We don't got shit from no fucking body. We set the tone, man. We set the tone. Offense, defense, special teams. We come to practice. We practice hard. We take it to people. We be opportunistic.
That was pretty sad, though. Actually, I was touched a couple times last night with Rivera not being able to talk after talking about his mother, and the Aikman segment last night on the show talking about his mom. That was I didn't know that. It kind of hit me out of nowhere. Were you watching Michael?
Well, I knew about
that
the Rivera, but I didn't know about the Aikman.
Yeah, if you didn't see the game last night, Troy Aikman revealed that his mother passed last week, and it was a touching segment talking about Troy Aikman's mother. So that was Ron Rivera. Here's Terry McLaurin on Sports Center with SVP yesterday. What makes Taylor Heinicke good?
I think just his toughness. He's willing to fight for the extra yards. He's going to give me 50-50 ball chances along with our other skilled players. And I think we rally around him, honestly. And, you know, we're just so lucky to have a guy like that who's taken his opportunity and ran with it since he came with us in Tampa a few years ago. he just gives us a chance to win, and the way the heart that he plays with, I feel like it's infectious. You know, I'm really happy to play with a guy like that who's like gritty. You know what I mean? It's dirty, it's nasty. You love playing with guys like that because they elevate the other guys around them.
I'm sorry, Don. Terry McLaurin is the Redskins, the Commanders' best offensive player.
Yes.
Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, I heard everybody. Yeah.
They're not going back to Carson Wentz.
They're not.
That is end of story. Listen, the ceiling's not that high with Heinicke. I understand that, talent-wise. But he gives them a better chance to win. And let's be honest, Wentz proved nothing in the four games that he was at the helm.
Well, he proved nothing there. He's not a classic Commander like where he was drafted. Like, this had been Philadelphia, and he'd been there a few years. Maybe you get your job back. He hasn't done really anything there. And there's a history of him maybe not being the best guy in the room. So do you really want to mess with this? Now, we'll see. We'll look back, and maybe we'll say that it didn't really happen. But if he loses the next two games and looks awful, still do that.
Right.
But no, he keeps it for the foreseeable future.
I believe it will be until he makes a really critical mistake or, God forbid, gets hurt. It's his job. Now, if he throws a pick in the red zone next week, 2 minutes left with a chance to win the game, maybe a different story. Let's keep moving with the NFL. And let's hear from Coach Robert Saleh of your New York Jets about looking forward.
There's a lot of football to be played before we even think about scenarios. And we all still have to play one another. We also have to play a lot of really good football teams. And we still, obviously, this game coming up is the most important game. But it's just there's so much football to think about or to play before we even think about what's at stake.
Saleh on his approach with Zach Wilson.
We're kind of holding him hostage to four or five plays that he had against New England, in my opinion, and at least externally. Internally, I think everybody's got a lot of faith in Zach and to be able to run this offense and get the ball where it needs to get to and do it in an efficient manner. And I do think that if we do need to put it on his back and put it on our receivers' backs and put it on the O-line to protect, I think we're capable of doing that.
Well, we'll see. He's going to have to do it at some point, right? Both of these teams, if they really are going to get to the promised land, they're going to have to open it up.
Braxton Berrios on the possibility of being in first place after this week.
I got crazy looks when I said at the beginning of the year that we play this game for the playoffs, period. And, you know, that sentiment hasn't changed. It was from day one with this new staff coming in, and we got a long way to go. We obviously set ourselves up in a great spot through these first nine games. And, you know, we have this back half, and we all know, you know, December football, January football, that's really what matters. So, again, we feel great about it, but it's 1 week at a time. We got to focus on this opponent right ahead.
Love his voice.
Braxton?
Mm-hmm.
You're a Berrios voice guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it amazing? It comes time to prove yourself, which, you know, you have to do every single Sunday. And it's that guy again. Bill.
Belichick.
Bill Belichick. Foxborough.
Can you believe it? You blink, and you're back
and
again.
And you lose this game, and all of a sudden the Bills game's in your rearview mirror. Doesn't even mean that much because you lost both games to the Patriots.
I think you guys are overhyping this game. They beat the Bills, man.
Okay.
All right, you got to follow it up. You got
to. But they
find...
can't beat the Bill.
Well, if they lose to the Bill by a point, it stinks. If they lose by 17, talk to me.
Well,
that's a problem.
It stinks either way because you could end up being in last place, and now the Patriots have beaten you twice, and now you're going to beat them outright. Miami's not going anywhere. That's a pretty good football team. Now, the Colts are interesting because how do you feel about the Colts right now? That's who the Bills are going to play. Is that just – are you just raised – although they'll bounce back. They'll
no,
beat
no,
the
no.
Colts.
No, Bills play the Browns. Colts play the Eagles. Colts host the Eagles.
Oh, that's right. Because I'm thinking – yeah, because I was thinking about, like, is that exactly who you want to bounce back to if you're Philadelphia?
Well, I mean, there is the worst-case
scenario.
It's
the Carson Wentz redemption tour.
No, Eagles versus Colts. Yeah. Now, and isn't it funny, too? Wentz has missed all of these games.
Mm-hmm.
He missed the game back in Indy. He missed the game back in Philly. Almost like he planned it. Can you imagine?
An accusation.
I had to go to Philly today for a funeral. And in the car, I was listening to WIP. Try to get a little gauge of the vibe. It was fantastic.
You must have enjoyed that.
Oh, Don. The complaining about the penalties, the completely melting down, the anger at Fletcher Cox, and the D coordinator. People were losing their mind. one thing that terrifies this team. If they were to somehow lose to the Colts, meltdown city. The city of brotherly love would all of a sudden be a different place.
No, because I've had it.
Maybe it's unfair, but I still think even at 8-0, there was show me.
I will fight you after this show.
Because it's not like a perennial winner. It's not like the Buccaneers being undefeated or the Packers being undefeated. It's the Eagles. And, you know, we didn't know what Jalen Hurts was going to be. And all mm-hmm. There's still a proving ground here. And if they were to lose to the Colts in back-to-back losses, you don't think there'd be people questioning exactly how good they are?
Oh, absolutely. Today on the radio in Philly, it sounded like they're already questioning it. Underrated play from last night's game, by the way, that really killed the Eagles was the 40-yard reception where the receiver got up and had the ball knocked out of his hands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was.
How pumped they were on the sidelines, too? That was unreal.
When that happened, I said, if we lose this game, this is a couple minutes before Michael wrote me nervous. If we lose this game, if you're getting breaks like that, forget it. You're pathetic.
You know what? From now on, right? I am not checking in with you. We don't have to be friends off the air. That was just a gentle shove. Nervous? Just to start a conversation.
No.
But now I know I'm just an evil person.
It was a bad guy move.
No, it wasn't a bad guy move. No, I've had it.
Was it a good guy move?
It was a good guy move. Here's a friend interested. Are you nervous?
Oh, that's just weird. You're a weirdo.
No, I am a weirdo, but it doesn't mean I'm a bad guy.
He's not a weirdo. He's a liar. He's lying.
I was not trying to antagonize you. I was not. I was checking in on you.
If right now the good Lord, Hashem, came down and looked at you and said, tell me the truth, Michael.
I really called just to engage with you, not to bother you.
Lightning strikes right in that moment.
You guys don't believe me anymore.
Hellfire and brimstone, because you'd be lying to God's face.
I would not be lying, and God knows I'm not lying, because that's what that was the purpose.
Quite the opposite. God knows that he made you a liar.
Yeah, he knew what he was
doing. And he's proud of it. He's like, this is one of my best liars. I don't know that there's anyone better. Yeah, this
God got me. Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We talked a lot about the Hal Steinbrenner conversation with Meredith Marakovic. You want to hear a little bit?
Sure, please.
All right. Would he consider making Judge captain?
Should he be back here and be a long-term Yankee, would you consider making him captain?
That is something we would consider.
Do you think that's something that would be important to him?
That you'll have to ask him.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Well, when I saw that come up on Twitter, I'm like, really? This is a story? Like, why would he not be the captain if he re-signed?
Yeah, it's if you're going to sign him for $300 million, I think you kind of want him to be the captain.
Might as well.
Did you feel the same way, Peter? Like, really, that's the story? Of course he's going to be.
Don't get choked up. Don't get emotional about it.
He's still Philly Phlegm.
I agree. Now, how about this, Hal? Why are the Astros better than the Yankees?
I'm not going to make excuses. They did go into the playoffs a bit healthier than us. But like I said, they're a great team. I don't believe they're doing anything that we're not doing. They're taking a look at their roster and their team every season, and they're making changes. They're letting guys go if they have a good young option below to come up. And we're going to be doing some of the same things, too. You know, we're very excited about Peraza, Volpe. We saw what Cabrera could do. So we're excited about some of our young people. And, you know, they're going to get playing time. We'll see how it works out spring training. But I don't think, you know, analytics, I think they're very balanced between pro scouting and analytics, as are we. But there's no doubt they've put together some great teams, and this year was certainly a great team.
Knows an everyday listener to the show?
Hal?
Everyday listener. Well, Hal watches every now and then when he's in Tampa.
Randy Levine.
I'm sure he monitors things that are said. No, Anthony Volpe's dad listens every day.
Nice.
That's really nice to hear.
Yeah, every day.
That's not where I thought you were going to go.
It's still nice.
I didn't think you were Volpe's dad.
Well, who did you think I was?
I don't know. I was thinking, is it going to be, you know, Rizzo?
Rizzo doesn't live in New York.
Judge.
You think Judge is listening out in California? Well,
why not?
Why not? It's a good show.
Well, Anthony Volpe's dad lives in Jersey. So
let me just to be clear.
And also has a meter. Now, how
I was
going to
say, if we could get Volpe's dad and Bader's uncle a meter, we'd be in business.
We'd be in great shape. Yep.
We'd be out of here like Vladimir.
Now, don't want to use the injuries as an excuse, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, the Astros have been consistently better than the Yankees, and the Yankees don't lose free agents. The Astros have, right? They lost Springer. They lost Correa. They lost Cole. And they still find a way to consistently every year. How many times? Six straight years going to the league championship series?
Four times in the World Series.
Wow. They are. At what point do we start having like the
dynasty talk?
Yeah, they're the Patriots of baseball.
No,
talk.
Not yet. It's six
I mean, how
years.
Close? But how?
Okay. Well, they got two.
So if they get another two over the next four,
then you're talking incredible accomplishment when you consider all the layers of the playoffs.
It's pretty wild.
Yep.
That'll do it for ENN.
Wow.
I just want to remind everyone before we close. And you know what? I'm feeling so good about going 3-0 and giving you those winners this week that I'm going to give you more. How about tickets to the K Show 20th anniversary? If you didn't know, it's brought to you by Calandra's Bakery, the Mohegan Sun Casino.com app, the U.S. Army New York City Recruiting Battalion, Fordham at University Athletics, Coors Light keeping New York chill, and Tullamore Dew, and it's time to celebrate. It's Tully time. Guys, if you want tickets, go buy them. KShow20.com. I saw a post on the Instagram account, the TMKS ESPN Instagram account. Do you guys see this?
No.
It's pretty cool. Or maybe it was on Twitter. Where the hell did I see it? Breaking down the guests we have hour by hour throughout the show. I mean, we are chock full. It's an incredible. Mangold at 3. 4 o'clock, Joe Torre.
So we don't even get a chance to say hello to anybody. We got to just jump in with Nick Mangold.
6 o'clock, Seth Rollins.
Can we at least welcome some people? Hey, thanks for coming.
Well, I don't think he has to walk out at 3:01.
Who's that? Who's the 3:01 guy?
Nick Mangold.
It'll be 3:20.
Yeah.
I said it's not 3:01. I'm just giving you the hours.
No, but he's saying 3:20. There's a different. We got to have a conversation.
I'm giving hours, guys. I'm just saying every hour we have guests.
I don't care for where you're going with that. I am going to tell you right now.
By the way, it's not.
On the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
All right? Of Michael and I being together 20 years.
Sure.
All right? We love what you've accomplished. But
seven.
It's nice. It's seven.
It's only the seventh
anniversary. All right? Hold my beer.
Right.
All right? 20 years.
Yep.
Working our tail off.
Sure.
Carrying this radio station like a donkey.
Wow.
I am not going to have the first thing coming out of my mouth be, "Hi, Nick, how you doing?"
I'm ecstatic.
Not happening. It's not happening.
Well, then
he's going to sit humbled and wait for us to introduce him.
Oh, my God.
We're going to spend some time with our audience that paid good money to see us.
That's right. Michael, do you echo the sentiment?
Yep.
Oh, this is so exciting.
All right. Well, listen, the point is this. We will have a ton of great guests. Go to kshow20.com right now and get tickets. How about caller 3?
Why?
Right now.
I need to know why.
888-987-ESPN.
Three awful calls that went against the Eagles? Is that why it's 3?
No, it's let's do it for Babe Ruth. You know what I mean?
Oh, look at you.
The Babe. Yeah,
the Babe.
When he started the show, didn't even know who Casey Stengel was.
Didn't even know who Babe Ruth was.
Now he's giving Babe Ruth the number. If you can give me Casey Stengel's number, I got a dollar bill for you.
Casey Stengel.
Retired by both the Yankees and the Mets.
Oh, hold on, huh? He's outside the... Hold on. Let me do some math in my head.
Right.
4? Not 5. He's not 6. He's not 7.
He's not way 8. Off the single numbers.
He's
way
not 10. He's way off. So, way off. 19.
Nope. 19 is an active number that one of the few that the Yankees have not retired.
27.
No.
38.
Close.
39.
Not as close.
36.
Not as close.
41.
No, way off.
We're way past the clock time.
You missed one.
37?
That's it. Oh. Thank you.
By the way, I almost said that originally was 37.
Oh. You were going to get there at some point.
What an embarrassment.
I was going to say 37.
Caleb,
I'm 57. I'll be 53 next Saturday.
And you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.